Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. I like hearing from small business employees and owners, by the way. Let's talk about your business. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories: e-commerce isn't the only source of angst for brick-and-mortar retail stores. And are small businesses any closer to competing with larger rivals on a particular employee benefit? Those stories after this. As a small business owner, you need protection for your physical and financial assets. From general and professional liability insurance to business owners and commercial auto policies, GEICO can help. Go to geicocommercial.com for your free quote and see how much you could save today.
This human resources professional is a rock star thanks to Kronos. And this is her hype song.
I'm the spark before the fire. I'm the power in the train. I
have HR, payroll, talent, and time.
I'm the dream and you should know that.
Now we're engaging all the best people.
Kronos, HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support them. Learn more at kronos.com/HR swagger.
Don't blame all the vacant stores on e-commerce. Sky-high rents are squeezing retailers too. Although commercial retail rents are down from recent peaks, they haven't fallen as fast as sales at struggling chains. The rents remain higher than pre-recession levels in many prime shopping areas. It's a story by Suzanne Kapner, reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Suzanne, what's up here?
A lot of us have seen, whether we live in Manhattan or elsewhere, that a lot of retailers are going out and the stores remain vacant for months, sometimes years. And a big part of the problem is that coming out of the last recession, landlords raised rents in some places considerably. In Manhattan, and rents more than doubled in a four-year period, to the point where it just became unaffordable for a lot of retailers. And this happened just as e-commerce was really starting to take a big share of consumer spending. So it was kind of like this perfect storm that really drove a lot of retailers to close stores.
Well, you referenced Barney's on Madison Avenue, or is it Madison Avenue?
Yeah,
New York?
Madison Avenue, yep.
What, the rent went from like 16.2 mil to 27.9 mil, that over a four-year period?
It did. It just jacked up in January. I'm sure if you talk to the landlord, which I wasn't able to do, they didn't return my calls, they would say that, that lease just, they raised it to a fair market lease. And in fact, in arbitration, the arbitrator sided with the landlord. But that may be the fair market, the asking rent for that neighborhood. But if you walk along Madison Avenue in the 60s today, there are a lot of vacant stores. So, I think landlords need to be a little more realistic about what's possible.
Well, ultimately, what would happen with that particular location? Would Barney's wind up paying it, or would they seek to relocate?
Well, the two sides are sort of battling it out right now. Barney's has hired advisors that are, and it's considering a bunch of options. One could be a bankruptcy filing, which makes it easier for retailers to renegotiate their leases. I think the hope on Barney's side is that they can renegotiate the lease down to a more manageable level. But if they can't come to terms, Barney could use a Chapter 11 filing to close the store, and then the landlord, most likely would have to subdivide the space. It would probably be very hard for them to find a single tenant who could fill that entire space. It's like 260,000 square feet.
How does this square with, say, some of these other vacant properties or strip malls that are now having trouble finding stores?
It really depends. I've talked to some landlords who say, look, we've lowered rents. I quoted one in the story who he said he's lowered rents by 30% and is still having trouble filling space. But, there are landlords out there, if they finance their properties with debt, they actually have an incentive to keep the rent high, even if it means the space stays vacant. Because if they lower the rent, that could put them in violation of their loan agreements. They'd have to go back to their banks and renegotiate. It's a whole headache for them. So that is one factor contributing to, some of these storefronts staying empty for so long.
Thanks, Suzanne. Suzanne Kapner, reporter at The Wall Street Journal. More after this. I know, you haven't noticed. You're too kind, but it's true. I know firsthand all about hair loss. I've lost a few strands or two. It's a fact that 2 out of 3 guys experience some form of male pattern baldness in their early to mid-30s. But I believe I have some good news on how to at least slow the recession and disappearance of mine and maybe your hair. It's called Keeps, which offers proven treatments to combat the symptoms of hair loss. Keeps has revolutionized how men are treated for hair loss. First, no more in-office doctor visits. That's because with Keeps, you can visit a doctor online and get your medication delivered to your home. Think about it. No more waiting rooms and no more pharmacy checkout lines. It's important to know that prevention is key and that Keeps treatments really work. In fact, they're 90% effective at reducing and stopping further hair loss. If you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to keeps.com/deal to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's keeps.com/deal. KEEPS.com/deal. The younger you are, the less retirement security you're likely to have as employers accelerate efforts to shed costly pensions and replace them with alternatives that make workers shoulder more of the risk and responsibility. If you're not doing so already, it's time to pay attention to your financial future. More from Jennifer Kingson, Managing Editor for Business News at Axios. Jennifer, this has been going on for years now.
This is not a new trend, but it has been taking on greater urgency recently as companies do what they can to reduce their expenses by dumping their retirement plans. For the most part, they are either offering lump sum payments to retirees to go away and forgo their pensions, or they're selling their complete pension obligations lock, stock, and barrel to insurance companies, saying, you take it over, we toss you the car keys, now you're in charge of paying these people. While your pension doesn't get reduced under such a scenario, you are taking on a lot of the risk that your former employer once shouldered. And it is a dangerous omen for what's ahead for retirees.
Not to dive in too deeply into the business aspect, but what's the advantage here for insurance companies if the other firms are trying to get these things off their books?
Insurance companies make a bundle off of this. What happens is that my employer, if I am entitled to a pension, my employer pays the insurance company the entire amount that I am expecting to be owed, plus a premium. The insurance company then takes the money and invests it. The insurers will tell you, rightly so, that they understand the longevity risk associated with my pension, and they understand the investment markets. So they make money by investing my pension for years and years. And in a best-case scenario for them and for the markets, they are earning money. They're making more than they will ultimately owe me over time. So they're actually making quite a killing from the bonus they receive from my employer as well as from their market investment.
What's the risk for the employee or retiree here?
The risk, as things stand, isn't that high under this scenario. Instead of getting a pension, which is guaranteed for payment by a quasi-government authority called the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, you are getting an annuity from an insurance company. The amount is the same, but it isn't backstopped by this government agency that steps in when companies go insolvent and can't meet their pension obligations. There are also other risks. If it's an annuity rather than a pension, there are certain restrictions that no longer apply. Could one of your creditors come in and go after your pension? What if the insurance company fails? What guarantees do you have? What if you find out after you're retired that you are actually entitled to a higher pension than the company originally calculated? You don't have the same recourse that you might.
Wow. We're speaking with Jennifer Kingson, Managing Editor for Business News at Axios, and she's written a piece about companies racing to dump their pension plans. How many companies still offer them, by the way?
Out of the Fortune 500, only about 81 still have pension plans, according to Prudential. But the number is dropping quickly, and more significantly, about 50% of Americans have no retirement savings whatsoever through their employer or elsewhere. So there's a big crisis on our hands, particularly among young people who may never have been offered a pension in the first place. They're going to be, ideally, if they have pension savings or retirement savings, rather, they'll be having an IRA or a 401k plan possibly through their employer.
Thanks, Jennifer. Jennifer Kingson, Managing Editor for Business News at Axios.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website this morning with GordonDeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.